Hello guys, Lee here from FPL Family, back with another voice note, and I just want to say how excited I am for the potential signing of Florian Wirtz into Liverpool. I've got to timestamp this. It's currently the 11th of June. It's Wednesday morning. I think we're so close. The clubs are going backwards and forwards with a fee. We're putting, you know, upwards of 100 million on the table. I think maybe even upwards of 120 million on the table for this, what I consider to be a generational talent in Florian Wirtz. What a signing it would be. And I'm really, really pleased with the summer so far from Liverpool. We've got Frimpong done. He is over the line and such a good signing for so many reasons, right? So many reasons. It looks like we're pretty close to Kirkez as well. He wants to come and we saw what he can do at Bournemouth last season. We saw what he can do in FPL as well, right? Could be a very good FPL asset for us. And I think would be first choice. I think he easily takes Robbo's plays. And I've said a few times on Sunday night live streams with FPL Family last season that love Robbo to bits, love you to bits, Andy Robertson, but I think your legs might be gone, mate. Time might be up and it could be Kirkez to come in at Liverpool. But let me talk about Florian Wirtz in a second. Let me talk about why I think Frimpong is such a good signing, because if Wirtz does come in the context of Florian Wirtz coming in, because there's no doubt he's the marquee signing, right? If we sign him, it's £120, £130 million. It's ridiculous money. Smashes transfer records. We've not paid for anybody. I've not paid money like that before, ever, for anyone, I don't think. But talk about him in a minute. And I talll talk about I have a theory about why we can afford Florian Wirtz, but I'll come to that in just a second. But Frimpong, such a good signing from so many reasons. First and foremost, we bloody need a right back. I mean, Trent's out the door. Looks like it's Real bound. He's going to Real Madrid. So, okay, that's the end of Trent. So we do need a right back. Secondly, he's Dutch. So, you know, you've got the Gakpos, the Virgil van Dijks, you know, all those senior international players that can help Frimpong to settle into the team. He looks like the sort of character, just based on what I've seen of him on social media, he looks like the sort of character where he's going to settle in just fine. You know, looks like a bit of a cheeky chap, bit of a kind of Tsimikas kind of character. So I don't think he'll have any trouble settling into the camp, but he seems dead chuffed to be there. He's got his parents all over the Liverpool Instagram talking about how proud they are of him. I'm chuffed with the signing. Really, really good. But with Virgil there and with Gakpo there, he's going to settle in just nicely. And more importantly, or just as importantly, I think he is going to help Florian Wirtz to settle in as well because of, obviously, the Leverkusen connection. Now, I can't think of off the top of my head, have we got any other big name kind of first team German players? I cannot think of any. I can't think of any. So there we go. So, you know, Florian Wirtz is going to come in and I'm pretty sure his English is amazing. But having Frimpong there will really help Wirtz settle into the team. I can see Wirtz becoming part of that little group of players that includes the Dutch players. Maybe Cody, maybe Virgil, take him under his wing to get him embedded into the team, right? So Frimpong, a really good signing. Really, really happy with that. But Wirtz, I, you know, super, super excited about getting Florian Wirtz into this team. Where will he play? I don't know if I can see him as an out-and-out nine. I don't think so. Does he take the kind of left inside, you know, the left winger role and does kind of what Salah's been doing on the right-hand side, but on the left-hand side? I can see that. And I can maybe see us starting the season, if we don't go and sign another nine, with maybe Luis Diaz in the nine, dropping deep and being that workhorse that we need in that role, in a kind of Firmino-esque way. And I can see Salah and Wirtz spending a little bit more time in those kind of central areas as kind of dual tens. And I think the reason I can see that happening is because I can see both Frimpong and Kirkez getting forward at every opportunity. There is no doubt that Frimpong and I think Kirkez, and by the way, I know a lot more about Kirkez than I do Frimpong because I'm, you know, following Kirkez from an FPL perspective and I'm watching him every week on Match of the Day and stuff. I wasn't really watching Frimpong too much other than since he's been coming into the club, some of the stuff I've watched. Obviously, you've got to be careful. All the stuff you watch on YouTube is just highlights reels, right? Frimpong and Frimpong fans and Bayer Leverkusen are not putting the, you know, Frimpong's worst 10 mistakes or worst 10 games, you know, on their YouTube channel, right? You just see the highlights reel. But nevertheless, whenever I see him, whenever I hear about him, listen to what people have got to say about him, he does all of his best work in the attacking third. No doubt about it. So I can see a setup at Liverpool, maybe where we have Diaz up front with maybe Wirtz and Salah either side. We have the wingers providing the width and we have Konate and Van Dijk as centre-halves with maybe Gravenberch maybe dropping a bit deeper into that, you know, even deeper as a six, you know, to kind of make up that back three in or out of possession. So that's how I see Liverpool changing. I might even do a pod on how I think tactically I might see us changing going into next season. But if Wirtz is going to be in the team, I can see him kind of dropping into that, into those really dangerous areas. If he does that, I don't think there is two more dangerous tens in the league than Wirtz and Salah. I mean, and if we are going to play that sort of system, you know, having Diaz in the nine will be interesting from an FPL perspective. I expect his price to go up a little bit going into next season, Luis Diaz, because he's had a good season. But if he does play regularly in the nine, and maybe, you know, he and Jota share minutes there, I think Nunez is going to go, by the way. If he and Jota share minutes there, then I don't see them. They will be involved in goals, of course they will, but I can see it. The two most potent weapons for Slot's system going into next year will be Wirtz and Salah. Now, Salah is going to go up in price. Absolutely no doubt about it. He can be very, very expensive. So I'm super keen to see what they do with Wirtz. Coming into the new season, I think there will be as much expectation in this new setup system, in this new slot system, on Wirtz as there is on Salah. I don't think he's going to take the penalties off of Mo. I think Mo will still be the penalty taker. But I can foresee them both getting into very, very similar areas, just on different opposite sides of the pitch. And we know how creative Salah can be as well. So with Diaz kind of dropping off and occupying the centre-halves, is Salah going to get into those really creative areas to create goals for Wirtz? And can Wirtz do the same for Salah? I can see those two bouncing off of each other. I really can, and I hope that really works. But for sure, I see them as the two most potent threats. So I'm kind of interested to see what sort of price FPL put Wirtz at, you know, if we sign him, if he comes straight into the team, which of course he will if we sign him. Anything around nine and a half, I think you've got to be interested. I think you really do have to be interested. And of course, then there's going to be a whole pre-season narrative about, can you have Wirtz and not have Salah? That's definitely going to be a conversation. There's going to be FPL teams, if we have a decent fixture run to start the season, can you have Wirtz and Diaz and not have Salah? Can you just have Salah and then, you know, have a placeholder for Wirtz maybe, you know? Do you double up on Salah and Wirtz if we've got, you know, a really good start to the season in terms of fixture runs? All to be decided once the game gets released, right? But for me, I'm super excited about the signing. I did mention before about why and how I think we can afford him. I wonder whether, and this is just theory, by the way, I haven't really, you know, nothing to base this on other than my own theory and what I know about the club. We've got a new kit sponsor this year. We've got Adidas is our new kit sponsor. We're moving from Nike to Adidas. And we know that Wirtz is sponsored by Adidas as well. And I do wonder whether the sponsorship deal with Adidas might have been inflated a little bit and Adidas sponsor us with a bit more money on the basis that we use that money to put towards buying Florian Wirtz, and we take Wirtz off of Leverkusen, we put him in the Premier League, we turn him into a superstar, we turn him into, you know, the face, almost like one of the faces of the Premier League, you know, alongside Salah and Haaland and, you know, Sacco and all the, you know, all the big superstars in the Premier League, which will only benefit Adidas, right? That benefits Adidas. That makes him, you know, more prominent figure globally. It means that they can sell more boots with Wirtz, you know, with Wirtz's logo and his face. You know, Wirtz then sells some, you know, Adidas get an advertising campaign with, you know, Wirtz selling the Adidas boots. You know, globally, him being in the Premier League at a team like Liverpool is going to have much, much more kind of brand awareness globally than, say, him at Leverkusen and maybe arguably even Bayern Munich, right? Because he can be in the Premier League and be a superstar. So I do wonder whether the sponsorship deal with Adidas, which was put in place some time ago, by the way. So, you know, again, this is all a bit conspiracy theory, but maybe the Wirtz move has been in the works for some time. I don't know. That tends to be how Liverpool operate, right? We do not knee-jerk, usually, we don't knee-jerk big money signings like this. We will have been planning for something like this for some time, I think. And maybe not spending any money last year was part of that plan. You know, don't spend any money last year. Chiesa was a nominal amount, right? But don't spend any money last year. We get the Adidas deal over the line, which is inflated. We then use all of that collective buying power to go out and get Wirtz at a price that no one else can match, not City, not Bayern, anyone else. And we bring him in as, you know, the next gen of Liverpool superstar, the next gen of Premier League superstar, and that benefits obviously Liverpool on the field, but it benefits Adidas off the field as well, potentially. I mean, how many Florian Wirtz shirts are we going to sell? Loads, right? And they're all going to be Adidas shirts. So I don't know whether there's something there. Maybe tell me what you think of that conspiracy theory, because, you know, if we get in more in sponsorships, we can spend more. We've got more spending power in the market, FFP, all that sort of stuff. You know, it means that, you know, we're within the rules of FFP if we're getting that money through sponsorship. I don't know. Just a theory. Let me know what you think. But either way, super, super excited to see Florian Wirtz in a Liverpool shirt and hopefully seeing him on the pitch in game week one. And I hope that he's in and around 9 and 9.5 in FPL, because that will be very, very tempting. Let me know what you think over on the Slack. Let me know on Twitter. Give me your opinions, guys. Florian Wirtz to Liverpool, looking like it's going to happen. I'm very excited. Speak to you soon.